Welcome back to the Kasman Center, where the Fort McMurray Oil Barons defeat the Canmore Eagles here tonight, 5-3. Joined now on the post-game show by Mob head coach Tom Kekka. Tom, it was a very fast-paced game, as I think the speedsters out there were very well showcased here tonight. Canmore is obviously a very good skating team tonight, and you guys stuck with them. You bounced back in the third period after they tied the game early, but just your thoughts on a big weekend for you guys as you come away with 4 points.
Yeah, two games at home, 4 points. You couldn't have really asked for anything more. Thought there were definitely parts of the game today that we played extremely well. You know, when we wanted to get in on forecheck and move our feet, created a lot of turnovers. You know, it's human nature sometimes. My dad always... sorry. My dad always told me that a two-goal lead is the worst lead that you could always have. And, you know, I thought about him when they tied it up there 3-3. But... you know, this group has shown us time and time again that we're a team that'll break and break. And, you know, probably the frustrating thing from a coaching point of view is it's a group, you know, had you told me we had 18 wins out of our first 22 games, I would have been ecstatic. But this is a group that just does just what it has to, doesn't do an inch more, and they get the job done. So,
Coach, no question tonight. The top line out there was Morrison, Isaac, and Leesburg. They generated offense all night long. They also generated lots of possession time, zone time. Maybe just touch on the chemistry they have together and how it's nice to have them step up tonight.
Yeah, and you know, we're a team that can't really rely just on one line, and we've been very fortunate this year throughout the course of the season that you know, we get contributions from a lot of different guys. That line, when you look at it, you know, Liam Isaac is the centerman. He's the catalyst. Takes a lot of important draws for us. He's got, you know, a good set of boots on him. Mo is a very talented, offensively gifted player that can shoot the puck from anywhere, and Leesburg intimidates with speed. And it was great to see him get that first goal to come off the wing and rifle it far side. It's almost like you were looking at Will Connolly there. So it's good for Lees to break out. I think he got a couple other points. So, again, it's good. And those guys are three guys that are veterans. They've been in the league. They understand what it takes. You know, they do all the little things. They got pucks out, so credit to them.
A big goal from Reed Morrison late in that hockey game as they grind away and they create those that offensive zone turnover there. How important is it for your quote-unquote, I guess, big-name players to come through in times like that and get that big insurance goal for your club?
Well, it is when your young guys can't play. And we couldn't this weekend. I thought that our young guys struggled immensely. They were on the ice for the goal against yesterday and today in the second period. And when they were on the ice, unfortunately, a lot of the play was in our own zone, so you rely on your older guys. But we also understand that in a 60-game schedule, there's going to be games where that young line gives us a lot of energy. You know, Al, a couple weeks ago, you know, when Liner got the couple goals. But there's a lot of bad habits that are creeping in, but we're still winning. So I don't know what I, you know, it's tough sometimes to walk into the dressing room and tell the guys that we did this wrong, that wrong, and you're 18-3-1, so...
One player I was very impressed with tonight, it was my first opportunity to watch him play, was Marat Ozitko. Not only offensively, he had that goal in the third period that kind of iced things for your team, but also defensively. He was pretty responsible in his own end. He had a couple nice defensive plays where he back-checked hard. Is it that balance that really made you go out and pursue that player?
Well, I mean, Merritt's a guy that can skate, which fits into the type of player that we want here. And as you mentioned, he's offensively gifted. I wouldn't agree with you on his defensive side. That's something that we're going to have to work on. But he's a very dynamic player. He had two or three other great opportunities in the second period. You know, he's trying to gain some chemistry with Jack Hamley and Pete's. He's a very welcomed addition. He's a great kid. He works hard. So he's going to be a valued member here as we start hitting the middle part in the later stretch of the season.
Gunnar Kinneberg gets a breakaway in that third period. Is that something you ever thought would happen?
Well, he was a partial breakaway and actually had a trailer. I was hoping he was going to drop it, but... you know, Gunner is just eating up huge minutes for us, and we knew that as a staff when Curtis Roach went down with the injury and he's going to be out 4 to 6 weeks, that, you know, it's always easier if one or two guys picks up, you know, those minutes. We couldn't really rely on one other young person, but you know what, Gunner's just been phenomenal for us. Takes care of his own zone. He's tough on his stick, defends well. He's a great compliment to JC because we know that JC loves to rush the puck and loves to create offense. So I always try and balance all your defensive pairings. And you know, Gunner, for being a 2000 born player, he's done a great job for us.
Just a little over the third of the way through the season, Coach, and you have a team that comes in with an under 500 record and play very strong, very well against you. Is that parity in the league something that you really stress to your club, that on any given night, any team can walk away with victory?
Yeah, you're exactly right. We talk about, you know, on any given night, if you're not prepared to put in the effort, you're not going to get rewarded. So for us, we understand that being the North, regular season, the success we had last year puts a little bit of a bullseye on your chest, and we expect everybody's best effort, and we would have it no other way. We're hoping that this will prepare us better for the playoffs.
Tom, you mentioned it in the pregame show, your new recruit, Domenico Argento, maybe has a heavy shot. He had a couple opportunities there where he was wide open, and Davis robs him in the third, and the second he just misses the net there. But is that something that excites you a little bit?
Well, the one in the third, when he hammered it, the goalie didn't even move on it and hit something, and then it went up into the rafters. But he didn't even see it. We didn't even see it. So definitely something. Now we're going to have tomorrow's a well-deserved day off for our players. We have to get ready, a little bit of a different type of week ahead, because we got the Thursday, Friday, Saturday road trip. So, we'll get back to the drawing board. We'll continue to hammer away the finer points, because we understand that this is a process. It's great to be 18-3-1, but there are still certain aspects of the game that we have to be, doing a little bit better. And I think that, we need to sacrifice a little bit more just to do the little things. That we tell our players all the time, it doesn't matter how many points you individually get. The only 2 points that we care about are for the win. So credit to our players. They did they did what they were asked to do this weekend.
We talked early at the start of the interview, Coach, about the speed, the pace of this game. Both teams skated very, very well. You have that speed up and down the lineup. Is it safe to say that when your team's feet are moving, that's when you generate most of your offense?
Yeah, and we tell our players that even sometimes when you know you're not going to be there first, it's still important to get there. And I thought in the second period especially, there were a couple instances where, we were maybe a half second late, but, you have your stick in the proper lane. So, you can knock down a pass and you can create some turnover. So we want to be a team that pressures in all three zones. We don't want to be a team that just sits back and waits. We feel that, we're a lot better when we play on our toes and we're going north rather than sitting on our heels and trying to defend. The one thing we mentioned at the media timeout in the second period is there has to come a time for our players to understand that, Eric Suter has saved our bacon quite a few times this year, and it's about time that our players took it upon themselves to say, we maybe owe it to Eric to maybe blow another team out. So, we call it a shark mentality. When you smell blood in the water, you want to pounce on teams. And, that's one thing that we're definitely, going to work on. And with a younger group, I know at the start of the year, everybody's was saying, it's a lot of veteran guys. But when you look at it, we've got a lot of rookies in the lineup. There have been some changes, and there will continue to be some changes here as we approach the December 1st and the January 10th deadlines.
Tom, just lastly here, two big crowds this weekend, and obviously you guys, the players out on the ice now signing the autographs handing over the jerseys, but just what a phenomenal weekend here on Remembrance Day, and great support by you guys and the organization for the Royal Canadian Legion.
Yeah, we always say time and time again that we've got the best fans in not only in the Alberta Junior Hockey League, but in all of Canada. And, whether it's our billet situation or whether it's when our guys are out in the community or whether it's the fan support that we get at our home games, believe me, we're extremely appreciative of it. I don't know how, I can't remember what the total was for the jerseys. I think it was over $7,000.
Oh, wow.
goes to the Legion, which is great. I mean, they're neat jerseys. I think maybe a lot of red, which we're not used to. But, we appreciate all the support that we get in terms of, coming to the games and the, buying the paraphernalia and supporting causes such as Remembrance Day. We've got another event coming up in February again. So we know that the Mob fans will be out in full support.
Tom, appreciate the time as always, and congratulations on the pair of wins here this weekend at the Kasman.
Thanks a lot.